KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's partly cloudy and 78 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly sunny today with isolated showers and thunderstorms possible through the noon hour, high around 95, and a heat index as high as 107. Excessive heat warning remains in effect for the entire KJAN listening area until late this evening. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. The 2016 Cass County Fair's Little Miss and Mr. Contest, along with the King and Queen Contest, were held last night at the Atlantic High School Auditorium. Those contests, of course, moved to the high school due to the oppressive heat and humidity. 15 different candidates participated in the first annual Little Miss and Mr. Contest. Names were drawn to determine who would win those titles, and Riley Becker was named Little Mister, and Faithlyn Shaw was named Little Miss. In the King and Queen contest, 20 young women competed for the Queen title and 6 young men vied for the title of King. Preliminary judging narrowed the Queen candidates down to 6 finalists. The finalists were asked a few questions in front of the crowd as the final judging took place. Some 4-H awards and honorees were announced as the judges made their final decisions. Miss and Mr. Congeniality, Prince and Princess, King and Queen were then announced. For the boys, Addison Erickson was named Prince, while Nate Moen was named Mr. Congeniality and King. Moen is a member of the Washington Gem 4-H Club and Athletic FFA and is the son of Clint and Laura Friend. On the ladies' side, Emma Dorsey was named Princess. Megan Behrens was named Miss Congeniality and Queen. Behrens is a member of the Benton Franklin 4-H Club and Athletic FFA. She's the daughter of Michelle and Kurt Behrens. The 2016 Cass County Fair King, Nate Moen, and Queen Megan Behrens will now fulfill the duties of handing out the awards throughout the Cass County Fair, while Behrens will get a chance to participate in the State Fair Queen Contest. Police in Red Oak responding to a reported domestic disturbance Thursday evening arrested a man for aggravated assault while displaying a dangerous weapon and child endangerment charges. Authorities say 39-year-old Michael Lee Butcher of Red Oak was arrested at around 7:15 p.m. in the 600 block of East Hammond Street after officers investigated a call about a domestic disturbance involving a man threatening people with a machete. Butcher was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $2,000 cash bond. Police in West Nashville, Tennessee, Thursday afternoon released additional details about a crash that took place Wednesday morning. The accident claimed the life of 17-year-old Zoe Van Eaton of Greenfield, who was to have begun her senior year at Nottoway Valley High School in Greenfield this fall. Authorities say she was a passenger on a Harley-Davidson motorcycle driven by her father, 49-year-old Scott Van Eaton of Fontenelle. The initial investigation determined that Scott Van Eaton was traveling west on River Road near Indian Creek Road in West Nashville at around 7:15 a.m. when he lost control of the motorcycle while negotiating a curb. The cycle slid into the oncoming lane of traffic and was hit by an eastbound Subaru Forester. The driver of the Subaru, 62-year-old Betty Hunt, told police she could not avoid the collision. Zoe Eaton and her father were transported to Vanderbilt University Medical Center, where Zoe Eaton was pronounced deceased. Her father was reported to be in critical but stable condition. Betty Hunt was not injured in the crash, and police say neither drugs nor alcohol appear to be factors in the crash. Nottoway Valley School District Superintendent Dr. Casey Burlaw said yesterday they received word of the accident Wednesday evening just as the Nottoway Valley baseball team was winning the right to attend the state baseball tournament.
The only information I have is what I'm hearing. I do know that we had a student that died in a motorcycle accident out of state, but I don't know any details around the accident.
And, of course, those details were released later yesterday afternoon. Grief counselors were available at the Nottoway Valley High School Thursday afternoon.
Word started trickling out last night as our boys baseball team was qualifying for the state tournament. So we had kind of an interesting situation where we had people, you know, super happy and super sad. So obviously, you know, we're extremely sad and devastated by the news, and we have students that are struggling and staff that are struggling as people would expect. We just ask people to keep the Van Eaton family in their thoughts and prayers.
Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, authorities are expected to resume their search of the Missouri River today for a teenager who went under while swimming on the north end of Omaha. Rescuers were called to the scene of Omaha's NP Dodge Park at around 7 p.m. Thursday. A helicopter, boats, and dive team were deployed without success before darkness. Family members say the 17-year-old was on a sandbar before he went into the river. They say he went under the water and did not resurface. In our funeral announcements, Marianne Christensen, age 83, a longtime resident on a farm west of Atlantic, died June 30th at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life for Marianne Christensen will be today at 11:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Visitation at the church will begin at 9:30, and following the service, there will be lunch at St. Paul's. Junior Holloway, age 87, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A memorial service for Junior Holloway will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Rodney Dean Saul, age 49, of Kimbleton, died Wednesday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A prayer service for Rodney Saul will be held on Sunday at 6 o'clock at the All Saviors Lutheran Church in Audubon. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Vera M. Nielsen, age 94, of Exira, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Vera Nielsen will be Monday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Daryl Schaefer, age 73, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Daryl Schaefer will be on Monday at 2:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Leona Bancroft, age 96, of Marnie, died Thursday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Private family services are planned for Leona Bancroft at the Elkhorn Lutheran Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is assisting the family. Zoe Van Eaton, age 17, of Greenfield, died Wednesday in Nashville, Tennessee. Funeral services for Zoe Van Eaton are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.